Many moons ago, Megan and I teased on this very show that someday we would totally switch phones for a month to see what it's like on the other side. I've only ever really used an Android smartphone in my day-to-day. Megan, you've used a Samsung phone before.
And an HTC phone as well, which I believe is an Android phone. Yes.
Yeah, likely, I would imagine.
Yes, I think I think I went from the Palm Pre maybe to the HTC One. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember anything past 3 years ago.
But you had the Pre in your life. That's a...
Oh, I did. Yes. Well, because I didn't have an iPhone for a long time because I had Sprint and I was stubborn. Didn't want to change from Sprint, and Sprint didn't have iPhones for many moons.
Right.
So I pretended like I disliked all the people that used iPhones, like you do out there, those people that make fun of us who use iPhones. I know it's pretend.
I don't do that, but somebody out there does. So now the time's come.
It's time.
So what have we done? I have my Google Pixel. This is the Pixel XL. This is their top of the line, Google's top of the line. If you haven't heard of it, it's a really nice phone. It's running Android Nougat.
Okay.
Make sure and call it Nougat.
Okay.
Because that's what it's actually called.
Okay.
At least that's what Hiroshi Lockheimer from Google told us on All About Android. But it's a nice limited edition blue color. So
I've always wanted blue.
There you go. And it's fully wiped, and it has a little case on it. So you know, if you drop it, it may or may not break. I don't know.
Okay. I don't get to text your wife as you.
No, you're going to start over as you.
Okay.
I have a feeling tonight is going to be full of like messages back and forth. Like, how do I blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You just do this. How do I blah, 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 blah. Anyways, what am I getting?
I have the iPhone 7 completely wiped. See how it says hello? Oh, no. I forgot what the password is. So I guess you can't have
it. Uh-oh.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. It says hello, welcomes you.
Wait a minute. It needs a password in order to get to settings?
Well, no, I got nervous because all of a sudden I realized no one could contact me. And so then I started going through and then I backed up.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'll tell you what the password
is. Okay, we'll just wipe
it. We'll wipe it again.
Okay.
So it's the iPhone 7 Plus.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful camera. It's got a camera on the front for your selfies.
Oh.
It's got two cameras. I know you'll enjoy the...
Sorry, I just booted it up.
I know you'll enjoy everything about it. I've said before on the show, his name is Matt because he's Matt Black. And I have a blue case on it because, I want the blue iPhone.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I sent it to Chinese so that it's even more complicated.
Great, you really set me up for success here. Thanks a lot, Megan. I appreciate it.
And then also, what it comes with is this beautiful Apple Watch.
Oh, I didn't realize we were bringing these in today.
Yeah.
I've got a Moto 360 first generation. Do you want to use that one?
Well, let's just start with the phone. Phase two can be the watch. Because I do have the men's size watch. It is pink, but I mean, it's rose gold.
That's okay. So I think, can rock pink.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so how do we do this officially? Do we...
Yeah, I really did set mine. Okay, yeah, here.
Something like that?
Here, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Yours has a lot of finger marks on it.
Oh, yeah, yours doesn't have any.
I know. I cleaned it.
But we have to put the SIM cards in there, right?
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. We'll do that offline.
Okay, let's go. Welcome to your Pixel XL.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps.
Okay,
we'll go over it. Although, actually, no, you should do it yourself. And if you need help, if you'd like help, you just let me know.
Okay,
that way we get the full experience. This is going to be a weird month. So we're doing this for a month.
A month. I'm going to do Android for a month. I still have my iPad. You still probably have some.
Well, the reality is we do shows on this network that involve us actually using the phone that we don't have anymore. So I have Android phones that I can use on those shows for those needs. But basically what this means for me anyways is that my day-to-day in my pocket everywhere I go is going to be the iPhone for the next month.
And yes, I have an iPhone 6 at home that I'll use only for the show, but this will be mine and I'm going to do the best to live my life with this Pixel phone.
Live it.
I think I can do it. I'd use a lot of Google products. I think you can do it too.
I'm looking forward to this.
If you have
suggestions. I've wanted to do this for a long time just to get an idea of what it's like because we talk about this stuff all the time. So
yeah.
I should know.
Yes. And if you have suggestions, maybe you're an Android user and you've been wanting to recommend things to me that are only on Android, please do that. Megan at twit.tv.
And yeah, you can find me on Twitter or whatever at Jason Hell, or you know how email works here. Just Jason at twit.tv, sure, whatever. But yeah,
you gave away your email address.
Well, it's pretty easy to figure out. You do it every day on this show, whatever.
So what is the first thing you're going to do with that iPhone? Like, what have you always wanted to do with an iPhone that you haven't been able to do on an Android?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I think that iPhones historically, at least beyond iPhone 1 and iPhone 2, have been known for really great camera performance, and I take a lot of pictures. So I'm very curious to kind of see what my experience is in my day to day, taking pictures of like my kids, which are the fastest moving targets I ever take pictures of. Mm-hmm. And so usually the biggest challenge for taking pictures with my phones has been taking pictures of them. So that's also kind of exploring the app store a little bit, kind of see if there's some things in there that you can't get on Android that, and want to know why, you know, what the I don't know what it's all about. What about you?
I am excited for Google to be all up in my business, because that's what I miss about Android. Like, I used to, with Google Now, I used to say, like, you're late for this. It was much better at knowing exactly what I was doing when I didn't always have to tell it. Like, it would get that information from my Gmail or, you know, different parts. Like, it knows things that I need to know, whereas I think the iOS is more, you have to tell it more. I'm excited to use the Google Assistant.
Assistant, right?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Assistant, and then, you know, okay, Google.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. Because Siri, as I've said, is garbage.
Okay, cool. Well, I can't wait to see how much garbage Siri is.
But you can also use the Google Assistant on there. Oh, okay. I will tell you the password.
Okay, good. We'll figure that out. Burke does have something to say, though, and I think it's to put me to call me to task for the amount of phones that I have broken. Burke says he will break it, the screen. which I think that I'm happy that you clarified the screen, because at least the phone will still work.
Yeah, you have broken a lot of phones, whereas I've broken none. But
there's always a first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.